In a world racing toward judgment, one mystery remains. Our comprehensive study of Mystery Babylon, The Final Babel System, with David Paxton, begins now.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Last Christian. This is our Bible study show, and this is one mystery left, I guess, according to the entrance. We only got one? No, I think there's a couple. But there's Mystery Babylon, and we're going to be talking about them today, because we talked about Babylon last week. So we figured might as well jump to the end and see what the end of the story is. Hey, Joel, you want to see what the end of the story looks like?
I do, David. I'm looking forward to this. You know, I got your notes a little while ago, and I've only had time to kind of scan them. But just doing that has been enough to get me going.
Is it scary?
No, it's not scary. I'm looking forward to it. I know, and I think our audience will be too. This is going to be a really good one, in my opinion. We'll see, but it's looking good to me.
Okay, well, why don't you pray us in, since you know, there's folks that don't like us doing this.
Yeah, you got that right. Father, we come to you today, and we ask that you please give David the words to say today that will make an impact on people out there. Give me some really good questions to ask that you know there are people that want the answers to. Father, we know that your timing is going to determine that final Christian, that last individual to accept you before the rapture occurs. And we hope that this show will reach that individual as we look forward to hearing that final trumpet. Father, we want to come home with you, but we don't want to leave anyone behind either. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say, too, you know, we're starting to pick up more and more supporters, and we greatly appreciate
each
and every one of you. Because like the parable of the talent says, you should have at least invested it. And we understand that, you know, it takes a special kind of strange person to be able to put on shows like this.
Right.
And it's only because we don't want to do anything else. But no, seriously, we understand that everyone has their gift. So if you don't have the gift to do certain things, what you do is you support other people who can do them. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that, because you are part of it. So when you know, we're 1,000 years into this, and then you could sit down with somebody and said, hey, you know, I came to the Lord because of that Last Christian show. You can say, hey, that was part of my ministry. And you can take part in that fruit of
absolutely
eternal blessings, because you help bring someone to the Lord.
Amen.
So that's amazing. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to call the guy's name, but out there, I believe in Utah. Well, I could say his first name, because his first name happens to be the same as mine. That's Joel. And we really do appreciate you. We really do. And, you know, unfortunately, we can't always remember everybody's name out there. But we sure try.
Oh, we will. Don't worry, we're getting new names anyway.
Yeah, all the time. All right, David, I am really looking forward to this today, David.
Yeah, well, here we are in the end times, right? So we talked about Babel and what that was all about last week. So now let's look at the connections, because as it was in the beginning, so it will be again. Like I say, it's the same old story, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
You're trying to be God without him, and that was, hey, Satan says you can be like God, and you can have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, you can't know God, good and evil, without God.
Right.
But that was the sale of the century, if you would. But now here in the end of the age, people are trying to say, oh, well, yeah, we can have creation without God. You know, it's called evolution. Well, we can have all this wisdom. We can have all this stuff without God. And the problem is you can't, but that's where the narrative is going.
Right.
So when we look at the parallels of Mystery Babylon, which is the final Babylon, to the original one, it's all the same stuff, just packaged a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the end of the age stuff, probably shinier boxes, and I think Amazon delivers it if you want it now. So that's good. That's pretty with a drone if you need.
Yeah,
to.
With a drone. Yeah, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that out here in the country. I'm surprised they're not here yet.
So we did talk about in Genesis 11. It was one world, basically one language, human pride and defiance.
Right.
Let us make a name for ourselves, right? And then God comes down to judge everything, divides the languages up, and then people scattered. So that's kind of where it was back then. Now we're going back to the same thing here. They're trying to make a one world system again, are they not?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's everything. It's political, it's economic. They're trying to destroy the American dollar because we're like America first over here.
Mm-hmm, right.
And they're like, no, everyone's got to be the same. And it's like, so we're kind of a thorn in their side right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because, most of the Christians here recognize this. And then spiritually, it's different too. So we've got our issues, but it's still... why the Antichrist hasn't shown up yet. But once the church is taken out, then the Antichrist is free to reveal himself.
Right.
So we got human pride involved in that, blasphemy and self-glorification that we're seeing now. I mean, everywhere you go, it's selfies, people taking selfies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me.
And they come across your feed, and I'm like, why are you in the public bathroom taking pictures of yourself in a mirror and then posting? It's like, what's the matter with you? You really have to do that?
I've asked myself that question when I've seen those myself.
And it's like, how do you tell the algorithm, don't show me these anymore? And then it says, oh, show you more? Oh, I don't get it. And that's what they want you to see. They ban all the good stuff. They shadow ban it and then send you all that crap because here we are. It's in the age of self-glorification, and that's what they want all the kids to see.
Mm-hmm.
So God comes down to judge. We'll see the angel coming down to announce God's final judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to see God come down again and collapse the final Babylon as well.
Yep.
And so the people were scattered back then. We're going to see the same thing. The merchants and the kings are like scattered. They're off in the distance.
Right.
See, if you can look behind me, you can see. Wait. So that's the old Babylon Tower.
Yeah.
I got an actual snapshot of it. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the new one coming. You like that?
Yeah, that looks really modern too.
Yeah. That looks like the one in Kuala Lumpur. Did I say that right?
I have no idea.
Except there's two there, right? Look, but it looks kind of pyramidy.
Yeah, it does. Both of them do in a way, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that makes it easier. Do you know why they did that with their original buildings?
Well, I just figured it was for balance. I'm not an architect.
The wall, the bricks on the bottom wouldn't be able, they would be crushed under the weight. So they kept on bringing it in, and there's weight structures. But that's why they did it. And then they came up with that whole shell, like the Twin Towers. It's like, no, let's build a shell and then just attach stuff to it. They can make them taller.
Right.
Thought I'd share that with you.
Oh.
But towers are, it's just people trying to reach the heavens again. Who can make the biggest tower?
Yeah.
You know? However, we did go to the edge last week, which is 101 stories up and overlooks New York City. And it's got glass all around it, so it's kind of like you're just standing out there. It's actually really cool.
You'd never get my wife to do that. I would. I'd do it in a heartbeat. But
bungee jumping off the top is probably out for me.
That's out for me. I don't bungee jump off of any height. So especially that high.
Bungee jump off my bed.
Yeah, that's out.
Cool. So. There's a lot of things. Let's start in the Old Testament in Daniel.
Okay.
It talks about the one world ruler. It's in a couple of spots. Let me see. Daniel chapter 2. Let's start there.
Okay.
Who moved it? Oh, here it is. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, he dreamed dreams. I have to say it again. Wherein his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke from him. And the king commanded to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, the Chaldeans, to show the king his dreams. We all know this story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, tell me my dream. And they're like, Well, tell us a dream and we'll tell you what it means. And he's like, no. If you're really a prophet, you'll know what the dream is too. So that's what Danny did later.
Uh-huh.
But we see that Nebuchadnezzar is the king of Babylon. And I often wondered this. This is why I wanted to go here. It appears to me that at some point, Nebuchadnezzar
I just messed up stuff, David. Today is not my day with computers. I'm just going to say it. Okay? Today is not my day with computers for whatever reason.
Did we stop recording?
No, we didn't. You just went black there for a second. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are we still recording?
We are. Yes.
Oh, hey, everybody. We're back.
I just hit a bad button is all I did. I really apologize to you guys.
It's a good thing we're on the radio.
I'm going to blame it on my everyday dose coffee. Okay, I was about to take a sip of my everyday dose coffee, and I bumped a button. That's what happened.
Oh no!
Full disclosure.
All right, now buttons for you. All right, you're out with the button. All right. So where was I? Oh yeah. So Danny's like, okay, well, listen, don't kill everybody. Let me see if God has an answer for you. So he did. God showed him what the dream was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were his companions. Oh, wait. That's right. Everyone calls them by their Babylonian names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because remember that song?
I was fixing to say, okay, David, you're going to have to tell me again who these people are because that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why we don't call them by their real names, but because we call Danny by his real name.
Well, we got to remember, whenever we go to heaven, we get new names. So maybe that counts. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird to me because in Daniel, Daniel's the name of him all over the book. He calls him Daniel this, Daniel that, but he changed his name to Belteshazzar. It sounds like a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
But we still go by the other ones, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Mm-hmm.
We still call them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Mm-hmm. I remember a song from the 50s. I don't know if you remember that. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that song. Yeah. You used to sing it in church, actually.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine singing Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Right.
So there's that.
Okay.
So another thing is they actually have the prayer. You ever hear the prayer of Azariah?
I'm not sure. I don't want to say yes and be lying, so I'm just not sure.
Yeah, it's kind of an interjection right after here when they're thrown into fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the chapters that's in there, but for some reason they chose to remove it, and then you got Bel and the dragon, and you got Daniel when he was a kid did some cool nice wisdom things.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have those.
Okay.
But there's a prayer of Azariah, and the long story is a long story even longer we could there's a lot of things we could do. It's the prayer that they said while they were in the furnace.
Okay, I knew there was a prayer in there, but I can't remember it.
Really cool prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on about praising the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. The trees and the rocks and all your cell phones and the buses. Everything has to praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it was just, it's huge. It's like 4 or 5 chapters long. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they sang. And they just kept praising the Lord. Praise ye all your mountains. Praise ye all your trees. Praise ye all the stars. Praise ye this. Praise ye that. And then it said there was a whirlwind around them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why. So there was it created a tornado in the middle of it. And Jesus was in the middle of that tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And like the eye of a storm, they were just kept safe in there. And you got to get it. Go get the prayer of Azariah. Sometimes it's called the prayer of the three Jewish boys. But it's really cool. And it's like shoved right in here in Daniel.
Yeah, I got it.
Right after they were thrown into fire, then you see the prayer of Azariah.
Okay.
But this dream was about this statue, right? May have been known to dream and the secret. Let me see. In Daniel 2:27. O king, open your mind to bed to come. The great image. Here we go. 31. O thou king, saw a great image. Great image whose brightness was excellent stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible, and the image of the head was fine gold, breast and arms of silver, belly and his thighs of brass, and his legs of iron, and then the feet part iron, part clay. And then they saw a stone cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken in pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind blew them away. So here's his statue. It's got all the metals. The most precious metal is on the top. That was apparently Nebuchadnezzar and his kingdom. And then we all go all the way down to what most prophecy teachers teaches, the Roman Empire, which was as essentially Babylon, because it was a world ruling kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And then finally it comes back, and there's, you know, it's iron and clay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so that clearly was over an immense amount of time. However, when the rock comes down, the stone destroys all of them at the same time. So it would also lead us to believe that all of these kingdoms were in effect one kingdom. And was it because that stone came through all of time and did it, or were they all in existence at the time the stone came down?
Okay, now you got me. I don't know. Okay. Explain.
And it could be either one of those. I think it's metaphorically. That it was, you know, because it was a dream, obviously. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we don't. It doesn't have to be like literal, because he's saying, "Oh, you had a dream, and this is what happened in your dream."
Okay.
So, and the interpretation is basically God is going to come down and destroy the entire world history of Babylon system. So that fits in with the contract theory, by the way.
Okay.
Not theory, contract teaching.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, he. In order to adjudicate righteously, you'd have to have a comparison. He can't tell you that that's evil unless he has a demonstrable evidence of what is good.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he had to let all the world governments play out. Okay, try it this way. Try it with gold. Try it with silver. Try it with bronze. Try it with the iron. You know, try it all your different ways to rule and govern yourselves. Because remember, it's trying to be like God without God. So here they are trying to rule themselves. And this entire world system throughout all of history, starting with the Tower of Babel, just didn't work.
Well, see, okay? I equated that with every action has a opposite and equal reaction. Mm-hmm. That I was taught in school many, many years ago, and I probably messed up the quote, but that's what I think of.
It does.
Yeah, but also, you had mentioned at some point in the teaching about how it's possible that a lot of these things are happening simultaneously, but we don't really understand that because of the time-space continuum or something, right? Mm-hmm. Right? You know, I don't remember exactly how you described that, but that's something else that came to my mind.
Yep. Yeah, it's definitely... all those systems are in one, and it transposes time, but it does have to play itself out. So there we are. But when Jesus comes back, then he's going to basically destroy all those systems at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the millennial kingdom, because he's going to rule in righteousness. And now Father God says, okay, well, here's an example of righteous, perfect ruling. You don't meet up to this. Mm-hmm. Now he can properly judge. That's why the great white throne is at the end of the millennium.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, because now he's got a demonstration of how it should have been done.
Right. Okay. I'm with you.
All right. So that's where we are. The stone that will smote the image when it comes down. So, I mean, we could talk about that ad infinitum, but we do have a radio show to get to. Okay. Then we read in Daniel 7 more about Babylon. So that's Babylon, and it will be destroyed all at once, and we'll get into Revelation. Now, in the first year of Belshazzar, this is not Belteshazzar, Daniel, but Belshazzar, without the T in the middle.
Okay.
And he was the king of Babylon. Daniel had a dream and visions upon his head, and they wrote the dream and told us some of the matters. So he's talking more about some of the characteristics of Babylon in the future, basically. Okay. And it was all about the beasts. And we see the first one was like a lion, had an eagle's wings. Another beast was like a bear. Okay. Another one like a leopard. And then dreadful, the fourth beast was dreadful and terrible and iron teeth. Doesn't even say what it was. It's just, it was horrible. It was horrible. it's like worse than Bigfoot. Oh God, this thing was ugly. It was like Bigfoot and Rosie O'Donnell had a baby. It's just horrible. So there we are. The horrible beast. But that's going to be the final one. So we see they relate the leopard to, because he was swift, and because he had four wings like a fowl. So those are the four wings of Alexander. Wasn't that the Greek guy? Yeah, that like took over the world.
Yeah, so
the Greeks, and then the bear was the Medes and the Persians, and then the lion was him. So it all basically pertains to the same system. But it was a series of beasts, and then they had horns. What's interesting too is like later on you see it was the 10 horns, and then three rose up, and then another one rose up from within there, and he was a lot bigger than the other guys. Basically, the King James says he was more stout than his fellows, which means he was really big. Which means he's probably a Nephilim, and he's the one that like took over everything.
Right.
All right. So there's kind of the background on that. So let's dig into that just a little bit.
Okay.
So we see the 10 kings and the beast system emerge, and a unified global government. We see the world ruler that rises up in Daniel 7. And that person is a blasphemer and persecutor, which we're going to read in Revelation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's jump ourselves over to Revelation 17.
Okay.
This is where it's a little more descriptive, shall we say.
Okay.
All right. And Revelation is essentially Daniel 2.0.
Yeah, on steroids or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a further clarification. Mm-hmm. Plus, it adds the church in there. Because the vision for Daniel, he says, unto thy people, Daniel, which is what that 7 years is about. He says, unto thy people.
Right.
Okay, so the 7 years, the tribulation period, as we call it, is the final week of Daniel chapter 9. And that is to deal with the Jews.
Yes.
As simple as that. So the church can't be here. Okay, that's rapture point number one. Oh, you know what's cool, too? If you guys want to look up Ken Johnson, he just found a bunch of Hebrew translations of New Testament stuff. And he's been going through them, and he demonstrates how when they translated it to Hebrew for the Hebrew-speaking Christians, it was extremely pre-tribulational. All right?
Okay.
All of the terminology and the way they translated it spoke about how Jesus was coming to take his people, and that is what would actually cause the 7-year tribulation.
Well,
that's the whole MO of it. So go look him up, Ken Johnson, BibleFacts.org. Okay. You get a good study on that.
Okay.
But, we could talk about that, too, on our Rapture show, but everything. So it wasn't Darby, folks. Sorry, it wasn't Darby. because all the church fathers up until Augustine, and then all of these translations that they found into Hebrew are extremely pre-trib rapture-centric in their interpretations and understandings. All right, so in Revelation 17... And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying, come here, I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. So here we go. The woman that rides the beast. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a great whore sits upon many waters. That is a somebody who is taking advantage of all the nations.
Okay, because I've never really understood this harlot of Babylon. I mean, I'm looking at it here again in the notes, and it never has computed with me. So I'm looking forward to what would you have to say about that?
Well, they think the whore was Mystery Babylon. She was the mother of harlots, but she's actually riding a beast, so she's not the Antichrist.
Yeah.
So the whore is the Babylon, the world system.
Okay.
But it's like riding the Antichrist, and then the beast like turns around and eats her. Mm-hmm. So we see the same old story, you know. I'm a scorpion. What'd you expect?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All it's right. just With you know some parts of Revelation are harder than others for me to wrap my head around. You know.
There's more than 800 references to the Old Testament.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you just find them, you can understand it.
Yeah, I haven't done enough study, is what you're telling me. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yep.
I need to study more. Okay, I get
it. Chuck Missler did an excellent job doing that. Look up Chuck Missler and his Revelation study. It'd take you a year to get through that, too.
That's okay. I'll do it.
We did that for 3 years straight in my in-house Bible study. Uh-huh. 3 years straight. We were on just the book of Revelation, just scratching the surface.
Yeah, I can see that. I really can. Because, I did a... I was recording a Revelation series with a pastor previously. So, yeah, I understand how it can be a long study. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. Believe me.
Because you got to go back and study the Old Testament of where these references are coming from.
Right.
Got to remember, John was a Jew. He knew all the prophecies. He knew everything. Mm-hmm. And now he's sitting there on the Isle of Patmos, and he's staring out the stars every night, and the stars are telling the story, and he's writing it all down.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to see that. Cool. So we're going to talk about the whore when we come back.
All right. I can do that.
In the meantime, we don't get to the whore later. It's time for you guys to accept Christ.
Amen.
He paid for that contract of sin that you got yourself into and that your forefathers got yourself into.
Right.
He came and he paid that off. And now he's just telling us the whole story with all of this. So if you haven't received him yet, it's very simple. Just ask him to come into your heart. Say, I accept your payment of my sins. And I want to go with these guys when they go into rapture, because that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So Lord willing, we'll see you guys in the second half. Bye.
Are you ready to deepen your walk with Jesus? Join Norman Smith on Run with Horses, the weekly radio show dedicated to helping you follow Jesus well. In Jeremiah 12:5, God challenges us to pick up the pace and prepare to run with horses. Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him. The journey is tough, but always worth it. Tune in every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net for an all-new edition of Run with Horses. Explore topics like biblical discipleship, healthy marriage, and building a godly family. Don't miss Run with Horses every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, right here on KRRB, revelationradio.net. For more information or to listen to past broadcasts, be sure to visit runwithhorses.net.
Break free from fear, pain, and spiritual confusion. Step into total freedom with Rena Lynn, author, speaker, and host of the bold new radio show airing Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net. Rena Lynn brings you real talk on real issues, narcissistic abuse, spiritual warfare, and the emotional battles we all face. With biblical insight and raw honesty, she helps you confront darkness and step into healing. Explore her gripping preparation for the End book series, including the latest release, Intriguing Truth, a powerful journey of faith, trauma, and redemption. Dive into her books, sign up for the newsletter, and discover upcoming challenges designed to help you walk the walk, take spiritual authority, and find your ministry. Join the movement. Find your voice. Experience total freedom with Rena Lynn, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central on RevelationRadio.net.
KRRB Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to support Christian values in a world that's turning further from truth? The Last Christian Radio Show is 100% listener supported. Every broadcast, every platform, every message, we rely on you to keep the mission going. You can donate directly at lastchristian.net. Every gift matters, no matter the size. Or, here's the best part. You can help just by purchasing the everyday products you already use from our trusted partners. The Conservative Store, Everyday Dose Coffee, Prima Ancestral Protein Bars, and Christian Book, each offering quality products you'll love. And every purchase through our links helps fuel this ministry. Visit lastchristian.net today to stand with us, pray with us, and support the mission.
Okay, we are back. Looks like we made it to the second half. Mm-hmm. It's because you can say it that I keep saying it, mm-hmm. But we're going to be talking about the whore again.
You like saying that, don't you?
Well, just because you're really not allowed to say that in, you know,
mixed company. Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's in the Bible.
Yes, it is. Hey, David, before you get back to the harlot, uh-huh. Okay? Before you get back to the harlot, I do want to remind everybody.
I got the King James up. It says
four. Here at The Last Christian, we rely 100% on your support to continue broadcasting the gospel message across the globe. So whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly offering, every donation, large or small, makes a real difference and is fully tax deductible. Remember now, you can support us by shopping with our trusted affiliates at lastchristian.net. There, when you buy, they give and we grow. That's Everyday Dose Coffee. Start your day strong with a delicious mushroom-based coffee alternative that fuels your mind and body without the crash. There's the Conservative Store, where you wear your values with pride and stock up on patriotic gear, gifts, and apparel that stand for truth and freedom. We have a Prima Ancestral Protein Bars. That's clean, natural, no-nonsense nutrition made from time-tested ingredients that your body will thank you for. And then, of course, we have Christian Book. From Bibles to devotionals to homeschool resources, they've got everything you need to grow in faith and share it boldly. Visit lastchristian.net today to donate or shop with a purpose. Together, we're reaching the world for Christ one message at a time. And with that, David, now you can get back to the harlot of Babylon.
It being nice. It's not right.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. All right. So here we are, and we're again in Revelation 17, mm-hmm. And it says, "With the kings, she committed fornication with the kings of the earth. The inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're talking about the whole, like, a system,
right?
Okay, and some people call it like the beast system, but she's actually riding the beast. And as we always talk about on the show, there's different entities, and they all are fighting against each other, and people don't realize that. We mm-hmm. think all the evil entities are, like, you know, they're all on one page doing the same thing, and they're really not, because they're all vying for their own power. Because you got to remember, they're all, you know, they're all fallen, and they're all evil. And they're all liars, so they're going to lie to all the other people that are there, and they're going to try and take them over. None of them have any loyalty to each other.
Right.
And we're going to see that here. Now, the only time the loyalty will come is when they all gather in Armageddon to fight themselves. People don't realize that. They're all coming to have their own big war. But that's when Jesus comes back, and we're behind him with white linen and horses, and it's going to be really cool. So, guys, you got to name your horse. Think of a name before you go. I don't know if he's got
one. David, you just said something there that I had never really thought about.
What's that?
That the armies were going to fight against. No, I've got names from horse, but
okay.
That they were all coming to fight each other. I was always under the impression they all came to fight Israel.
Nah. Okay. They were all fighting because there's half of the world doesn't want to accept the Antichrist and his system.
Right. Okay.
That's why he had that whole thing. Well, if you don't, then, you know, then we're going to kill you. So he's trying to do that. And there's still the people that are the preppers, and they're like, no, we're not going to do that. And okay. So they get their heads cut off. They, you know, yeah. And some of them make it through to the end, but
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Matter of fact, let's just look that up.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm like I said, I've always been under that impression, and so when you said that, I was like, "Really? Okay." I'm going to ask
the Valley
about
of
it.
Megiddo. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Armageddon is plus the Valley of Megiddo. Okay. Let me see, where are we at? Well, hey, they moved it. Yeah, they gathered in the Valley of.
I don't have my reference computer up today, so...
Yeah. Just caught me off guard.
That's okay.
Anyway. But basically, that's what happened. They're all coming to fight each other because they all want to take over the world. Okay. Some of the people don't want to deal with the Antichrist. So it might be in Revelation after 13. Make sure. It was probably in 19, actually. Let's look up in... After he's heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, true and just means Hallelujah, rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders came down. Okay, praise God, all your service. Let us rejoice. It's great to be in. Flame of fire. King of kings, Lord of lords. I'm in 17. Let me see. I saw an angel, a loud voice. So fly. For some reason, I can't find Armageddon. I know it's there.
Yeah, it's there somewhere. We can always come back to it, David. We don't have to kill the rest of the time. You do.
That's just funny. All right, so back to the whore.
Okay.
So because that's what we were talking about. So that's where my mind is right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
So it was written upon her. So there was and she's an analogizing herself to to trying to compare herself to Israel and the Jews, because she says, I am no widow. And so the Jews were considered to be like a widow. And so it's like really there. Anyway, she was with whom the king. So he carried a maiden in the spirit into the wilderness. I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. That's Revelation 17:3. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, and having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Okay. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. So this is everything behind every harlot and every abomination on the earth. She's the mother of all of them. So we've got to be careful when we say, oh, Mother Nature. Wait. No. There's Father God, yes. Okay. Yeah. And then you have, Mary, the mother of God. Well, careful there. we're not told to worship Mary.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. She's wonderful. We love Mary, but she's not God, and you don't pray to her.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And in verse 6, I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now, in the English, we're like, so you're admiring her. That's not really what it means. It's with in the Greek, it would mean I did wonder. And the admiration was like, oh, my God, I can't believe she did that.
Like a shock, maybe?
Yeah, like a shocking kind of a thing. So, the word has changed a bit, in the English, where today we admire someone and we look up to them.
Yeah,
that's not what it means here. It's wondering what in the world.
I get what you're saying, but I can't put a word to. Obviously, you can't either.
Astonishment. How's that?
Okay. That's a perfect word for it. Astonishment is.
Yeah. Wondered with great astonishment. Yeah. That's a much better word.
Yeah. Why they did that? Right. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the angel said to me, "Why do you marvel? I'll tell you the mystery of the woman,
mm-hmm.
and of the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and 10 horns." Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So now we see the Babylon is different than the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and it rides a beast. It's very clear there. Yeah, it says it rides a beast. Yeah. Okay.
So you have to realize the different entities that are at play here.
Doesn't that kind of mean goes along with the beast? In other words, accepts what the beast is saying and agrees with it or whatever? How do you...
The mother of harlots, she's using the beast and the beast system to carry out her will. Okay. So let me see if I can put it this way.
Okay.
There is the spirit, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. Here's this spirit that is using all these people of the beast system,
mm-hmm,
and tricking them and saying yay, great things. So imagine like they tell all the elites, some spirit is telling all the elites that if they do this and this and this and this, they're going to live for 1,000 years, or they're going to be the richest people, they're going to rule, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be Mystery Babylon riding the beast. So these are people trying to rule the world from their principalities and powers, okay?
Gotcha.
All the elites. But then there's one spirit above them that says, okay, I'm going to use these people for my purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually that's going to go south. So
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. So they're two different entities and they're all using each other basically. And then, you know, politics makes strange bedfellows, as they mm-hmm. say. And then the enemy of your enemy is my friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So but they all hate each other. So they're all going to use each other in that way. Mm-hmm. So the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Well, ascend out of the bottomless pit says a lot.
So here's the beast. So we know Mystery Babylon is the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's Babylon. Okay, that's these world rulership systems. But the beast, he was and is not. Well, who is the one who is and was and is to come?
That's Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this beast is the opposite of that.
Right.
So he must be the Antichrist.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this beast is basically the Antichrist, and mm-hmm. the woman is riding. So the beast is like, yeah, I'll carry you along. I'll carry along your government systems.
There you
I'll
go.
Carry yeah, along all your...
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll carry that along for you, mm-hmm. But then it gets a little hairy. But he's the one, now he'll come out of the bottomless pit,
mm-hmm.
and he'll go into perdition. So perdition is the final judgment. So he's saying it's future. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. So it's the exact opposite of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one who was and is to come. This right. is the one who was and is not and yet still is.
Right.
Okay. Momentarily, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the mind which has wisdom. Seven heads or seven mountains. Okay. All right. So it has seven mountains. He's ruling over seven. That's kind of governmental.
Okay.
If you would. Mountains are like strongholds in your life. So there's seven strongholds. And that's what the woman is sitting on.
Okay.
So she's sitting on these seven strongholds. All right. And that's where a lot of the, the we're going to take over. What's that? The new apostolic revolution, something like that. That's where they say, oh, we're seven mountains. We're going to take over everything. Well, not according to Revelation, you're not.
right.
The Jesus will come back and do that. And let's just pray for his return.
Mm-hmm.
So she's sitting on these seven mountains. And there's seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And this is when John's writing this and in his vision. So we got to see that. And when he comes, he must continue for a short space. Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, I believe we're at the "and one is" section, and okay. the other is not yet come. So, because when he comes, he'll only go for a little while. it'll be with 3.5 years or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So it's got all this imagery, but we're trying to pan it out. Mountains are always like kind of like nations and strongholds.
So when it says she sits on all seven mountains, mm-hmm. basically what that's saying is that she is ruling over seven different countries. Doug,
but they're more than just countries. They're mindsets.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So there's seven, like it. I wouldn't know how to put it. Seven different philosophies of how to rule. So, like the European Union might be one mountain.
Yeah, China or
yeah, Russia, and then China would be another mountain. Mm-hmm. Russia would be another mountain.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily just one specific nation.
And it also has to do with religions too, right? So am I incorrect?
Yeah, because if you have Islam, it encompasses
That's what I was exactly what I was pointing to. Islam and Buddhism and Hinduism and Scientology and I could go on. Mm-hmm. Just a whole bunch of false religion, I guess, would be it.
Yep.
Okay.
So the names are not written in the book. Oh, the seven mountains, and then there's seven kings. Okay, so there's seven rulers over these different things, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and now it's even setting up like time periods because seven kings, five are fallen, one is, and the other hasn't come yet. So not only are they seven mountains of thought, but there's seven distinct ruling periods.
Okay,
so we got all that. So, and remember, this is all a vision. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, which makes it twice as hard to understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, it's all esoteric, and the reason he has it in there because a split second after it happens,
it makes
we'll know exactly what it means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not right this minute. And that's because that's the way God set it up.
Right.
And the beast that was and is not, he is even the eighth and is of the seven, and he goes into perdition. So who is this? One of them comes back again. That's weird.
Yeah. I remember, and I don't know if I'm on the right track here or not, but I remember like... when Kennedy was assassinated, they said, well, mm-hmm. 3 days he's going to pop back up. And he's not the only one in history. Am I on the right track there? That is somebody who's in charge of something, maybe everything, is assassinated, and 3 days later supposedly rises from the dead like Jesus did, even though it's probably a hologram or something.
Well, if I'm going to take a shot at this, this is right after the continued kingdoms, seven kings, five are fallen, one in, and the other one hasn't come yet. I'm going to go with that time period thing.
Okay.
So the in the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth. So she's sitting on seven mountains. One is still going to come. And he's going to be the eighth. So we got the seventh is coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the beast is going to be the eighth. But he's going to be one of the previous seven. So it could be that last one that hasn't come yet. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to die and get resurrected again because mm-hmm. he's of the seven. Or it could have been one of the early ones. Maybe Nimrod will come back. Kind of a thing.
Okay.
Just to make sense, I would suggest it says the seven kings, five have fallen, one is, and the other one hasn't come yet. I suppose it's going to be that one, the one that is to come.
Mm-hmm.
And it says even he is the eighth and is one of the seven. So he might have been that last one because he would still be like, okay, he's dead, but he just came back to life, which we're going to see again later in Revelation.
Yeah, okay.
So I would suggest that it's the seventh one, and he woke up again, and he's the eighth one.
Okay. And we won't know, and I have no intention of being around to see what happens with that. I'm going to be up there, partying around until it's time to come home. I mean, come back, not home, come back and take over.
Yeah, we're going to take over. And we'll be able to go back and forth. I wonder what the park will look like.
I don't know. It's going to be nice, though.
Nice. Probably a lot more room in it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. So, and then verse 12, it says the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings. No. Nope. Mm-hmm. And they haven't received the kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Okay. Mm. I think a lot of people will have that. They'll think, oh, the European Union was 10 kingdoms and 10 horns and all this.
Yeah.
But this clearly says they have no kingdom yet. So they're looking to put together some kind of a system that has 10 kings in it. But it's going to last like an hour.
They keep guessing on that too, David. Mm-hmm. You know, the European Union original, the I don't know, League of Nations. What else you got? BRICS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time there's something with 10 in it, that's got to be it. Not necessarily. Yep. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's the way the world looks at
it. It's a replica. And then 10, you know, there's reasons for the number 10. Mm-hmm. I would surmise that it is 10, but there's still a reason for the number 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which and that just reminds me of the movie. I don't know if you ever saw the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Ever see that one?
It sounds about halfway familiar.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like 1800s sci-fi. It's actually pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and along the lines of steampunk. So it's a pretty cool movie. Because every time you say the League of Nations, that just jumps in my head. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, they were real extraordinary, all right. They ran a straight
into. Now I got to go watch the movie again.
Yeah, there you go.
That and Airplane. Yeah. I heard that the new Naked Gun wasn't as good. Mm. It just didn't have Leslie Nielsen in it. But anyway.
Yeah, he was funny.
Yeah, now Leslie, he's like the classic deadpan riot.
Yeah.
All right, but these kings, these 10 kings, so this 10-nation conglomerate, if you would, it says they receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. So they're not going to last that long.
No.
I mean, even AOC lasted longer than an hour. So, and she's mental.
Yeah.
Did I told you that. I told you the thing, the meme I saw, right?
What's that?
It says, it was a little girl came up and she's like, taps on AOC and she bends down to listen to the little girl. And the little girl says, my dog ate my Scrabble game and now his crap makes more sense than you do.
Oh man! Well, you know,
that's about right.
Yeah, I was going to say it's pretty close. It's pretty close. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Now back to politics, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. See. And there he shall make war with the Lamb. So they will have one mind and shall give their power and strength to the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they shall make these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of hosts, a Lord of lords. King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Well, that's us. And we will be with him.
Yep.
And he said unto me, the waters which you saw where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns you saw upon the beast, these will hate the whore and will make her desolate and naked and eat her flesh and burn her with fire. So now we got the 10 kings which are later. They don't like the age-old beast system. They're like, no, we want something all new.
Yeah.
Well, there's your new age kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. So here we got this new conglomerate, the new world order, consisting of 10 of these kings, and they're going to have an hour to do this. They don't like the whole, like the ancient world government system called this whore Babylon. Mm-hmm. Okay. But they're evil too. All right. So now we got this evil conglomerate and then the beast as she's riding the beast. And then as the conglomerate comes and they don't like the old system. So they eat her up. Okay. They hate the whore and shall make war with her and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. So they think they're going to do this, but God is the one that allowed that to happen to get rid of that old system and then turn around and get rid of this new one as well in an hour. Mm-hmm. And the woman you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. So this ancient Babylon system, we got all the kings of the world, and the big ones, you know, the British royalty, that's the big one. Mm-hmm. And all the other king systems of the world, those are ancient. Those are the ones that this new world system doesn't like.
Yeah.
All right? Which is also evil. And then they're going to take over the old system and eat her, burn her with fire. And then that's because God said, okay, go do this. And then he's going to come down and deal with the 10 kings. All right. And then in chapter 18, and we got a couple minutes here to get into that. And all the nations are going to look and say, what happened? What happened to all our ancient king system? Mm-hmm. You know, it says for all these 18:1. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. So the whole earth is lit up with his angel. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Mm-hmm. He said it twice. And has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Wow. Mm-hmm. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Well, seen that over the years. Mm-hmm. And the kings of the earth has committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth were waxed rich with the abundance of her delicacies. Okay. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. So this is one of our key verses in the C2K, you know, in our Ecclesia nation. The Bible clearly says, a voice says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God remembered her iniquities. So all these millennia of the Babylon system, God said, I remember this, and here comes the payment. So reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works, in the cup which she has filled full to her double. And she glorified herself and lived deliciously. So that's what happened over all the last millennia. Yeah. These kings live deliciously unto themselves. And the 10 kings aren't having it anymore, but they're evil too. So we got to come back to that. So we're going to see this. And then later on, and we don't have enough time to get into it. Maybe we'll finish it next week. The merchants shall weep and mourn over her. And we really got into, look at the end of, gosh, the stones and pearls. Are still, let me see. And the souls of men, chapter 18, verse 13. And it's got this whole list of all the stuff that they traded. And right at the end of that says, and the souls of men.
Mm, yeah, there's a big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Babylon system, if you'll notice, had made us all into chattel and took our souls away because of the birth certificate and all this other stuff. And that's a topic for another day. In the meantime, you know, we have to accept the Lord because he has bought us out of this system.
Amen.
He paid for your debt. You're no longer a slave to that system, the world system. You're a slave to Christ, a bondservant, though, because you choose to do it. And he said, I will pay off your debt. I will make sure that when you go before the throne, it's all paid and you can come live in my house. Isn't that a beautiful thing, Joel?
It is. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it, too. I mean, it's not like I want to die today, but I also don't fear it. And I know there's a lot of people out there that do.
So admit you're a sinner, receive the Lord, and then come on home with us. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
You've been listening to The Last Christian Radio Show, where biblical truth meets headline reality, and prophecy is never fiction. We're on the air every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, boldly proclaiming the gospel and warning a world on the brink. But we can't do it alone. Your support makes the mission possible to speak the truth, reach the lost, and prepare the world for the return of Jesus Christ. Visit lastchristian.net and help us continue broadcasting the unfiltered, uncensored truth to the nations. Whether it's a one-time gift or by shopping through our trusted partners, every action you take fuels the message. So stay informed, stay bold, and above all, stay ready, because the trumpet could sound at any moment. Until next time, good night and God bless.